It's a project I've worked on for about 10 years, on and off. It's both basically a photographic project with a few other different media thrown in. And it's a sort of a reinvestigation of the idea of the Loch Ness Monster.
Now, you're born and live in Dublin. You can tell from your accent you're Irish. So why the fascination with Loch Ness?
Oh, I think it's a... The fascination with Loch Ness is absolutely global. I've met people all around the world who are completely enthralled by that history and by that idea. So.
And when we're talking about Loch Ness, just Loch Ness itself, or in particular the Loch Ness Monster, of course?
No, the monster specifically, or specifically actually the kind of history of the myth of the monster.
So here we are in one end of the gallery then, and we're surrounded by a plethora of photos. And tell us about what these photos are and how they work in the exhibition.
Well, the photos are mostly landscape type photographs taken in and around Loch Ness. There's a lot of kind of maybe more close up detailed images of various sort of things in the landscape, picking out little points in the landscape that are interesting to me in relation to the project.
I mean, so I was looking around, they're all sort of photos from the shoreline, but there's some interesting photos with them, because there's that famous image within here of that arm coming out of the lock. There's photos of caravans as well, and funny looking ripples on the water. Is it all about the sort of way people have seen or believed to have seen the Loch Ness Monster?
Yes, it's sort of partially about the idea of what it's possible to see there. And it's also partially about the idea of how photographs construct an idea of Loch Ness.
As we walk through into the next stage, tell us a bit about the research you've done then, because you say 10 years of studying, and I imagine many visits to Loch Ness as well.
I've been to Loch Ness at least a dozen times. So yeah, it's sort of on and off over a decade. I mean, in between other projects I've worked on.
So here we are in the next stage of the exhibition. There's a massive, great big tree trunk here in front of us. It probably spans about 4 or 5 foot across. So what's the purpose of this in an exhibition about Loch Ness?
Well, I think what's interesting about the tree trunk, well, it serves a specific function, which is that the tree stump is cut across the top, obviously, and it's been sanded so as that the rings of the tree trunk are visible, and then the rings will act as a kind of a historical chronology, you might say, in that classic kind of natural history museum way.
So we're sort of using the rings on a tree trunk as a timeline looking back of events of Loch Ness.
Exactly. And and then on the wall we're placing a series of quotations from eyewitness accounts, or descriptions from eyewitness accounts of the monster.
Here we are in the final room then. This is a room which has been painted black top to bottom with another projector on here, and we've got some video clips. So what are these about?
Well, this is all grainy 16mm film footage that I've shot around Loch Ness, combined mostly of the fauna of Loch Ness, the animals that live around the lake, and combined with sort of archival illustrations of various types of creatures and monsters that have been proposed as the source of the sightings over the decades.
So, being born and living in Dublin, how do you find Milton Keynes?
I haven't seen a lot of it. I've been working flat out in the gallery, but I've eaten well, I can say that.
Right next to the theatre dish, there's plenty of food around there.
Yeah, no, so far so good. It's been nice. Unfortunately, it's all work and no play, so...
Maybe after the exhibition.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, this evening I'll have a few drinks or something, you know.